Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again, everyone, with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're here once again broadcasting from West Fresno, California, which is better known as the Golden West Side of California. The only place I would want to live in Fresno is West Fresno. We are happy to be on the air again just one more time. Just one more time, we're just happy to be in West Fresno. To me, it's the safest place in Fresno, but that's just my perspective. I'd like to thank Janice for someone for tuning in tonight. Appreciate you, sister, for tuning in. Like to thank, man, I should have lit this up a little bit. Don't know if I can now. Don't think I can lighten it up, but look like we have Lester. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It's open mic night. You can call in 563-999-3490. This is the hottest radio internet show in the world. We do speak truth to power. Please call in at 563-999-3490. It's open mic night. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about. You can call in tonight, and I will be happy to entertain you, to hear you. If you have a complaint, if you have a praise, whatever you want to do, call in tonight. Don't be scared. Just call in. That's how easy it is. And for some crazy reason, I had posted this on Facebook, the actual show. And so I go back to check it, and I don't even see the show. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and go back and see if we can share the show. We're going to share the show in the news feed. Okay, there we go. I want to make sure everybody. Okay, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we'll get back to the show. Facebook has been really tripping with me lately. I mean, every time I turn around, it's always something, you know. I'd like to thank my cousin Stanley for tuning in tonight. Appreciate you, love you, cuz. I ain't seen you in years, but, you know, we have the Kemp blood in us, so we keep it strong, keep it real, keep it 100. Call in 563-999-3490. Don't have me talking to myself all night. I even put the phone number on the live stream, so that you all can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I've been talking all week, so I'm pretty sure you're tired of hearing me talk. But, yeah, it's been a long week. It's Friday. I'd like to thank Stephanie Smith for tuning in tonight. Call in 563-999-3490. It is open mic night. And, we have a guest tonight. Excuse me, they're supposed to be calling in. We're hoping she calls in and talk about her artwork and everything. We've been trying to get her on the show for at least a month. We had her on the show, Miss Johnson, and then something happened to where it wouldn't let her get on the air, so we had to postpone it, and so anyway, you'll see different pictures and things of things that she has painted freestyle. I mean, it is beautiful, 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 beautiful pictures. And I just felt that, you know, I'm the type of man, I like to promote black businesses, you know, and entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur myself. I have my own construction company, CJ Harris Disposal Service. And so I understand the dedication and commitment and time that goes into building a business when people don't even think or have faith in you that you can, you know, build your vision out. You know, so that's why I say, you know, if you have a vision, you know, the Creator gave you the vision, you push it. You know, don't wait on me or anyone else to validate your vision. God gave you the vision, so run with it. But, you know, again, had a similar situation. Well, I don't want to call it similar, but it was a kind of a weird situation happened this evening on Blackstone right there by Manchester and the Chase Bank. While we're waiting on our caller to call in. And what happened was there this black brother and this white sister was riding their bikes. You know how back in the day where, you know, we used to ride our bikes against the traffic and, you know, there was no one on the sidewalk. Was, you know, cooling off towards the end of the day. And I seen these two cops park at the Chase Bank. You know how they try to hide and put their radar on you, catch you speeding. And I seen the white brother and the white sister, you know, going towards the police officers. They were kind of like in a driveway where you, hey, Jessica, thank you for tuning in. Where you, you know, go to the Versatile and you pull out and go into the street. So anyway, they were walking, and as I was coming up towards the bank to make a left, I noticed that they had stopped. And I didn't quite know. I said, well, maybe they just, you know, saying hello, which they was saying hello, being polite to cops. And all of a sudden, I park, and here comes the white sister and the black brother over like where I was at. And so I kind of got out of my truck and I was kind of ear hustling trying to see what was going on. And these two cops gave this black brother and his white sister who validated to me that they were homeless a ticket. And I said, well, I said, you guys all right? I'm going to bank. I said, you guys all right? Yeah, we all right. You know, these cops just gave us a ticket. I said, ticket for what? Well, they said that we were riding our bikes against traffic. I said, you're doing what? We were riding our bikes against traffic. And the police officer, and I heard the police officers say that bicycles have the same laws as cars do. I physically heard the cops say that as I was walking back to my truck. And I was like, wow, you mean to tell me that we spend all this tax money for this police department to give out? Okay, but check this out. So the cop told the black brother, basically, you better be lucky that I'm not giving you a $300 ticket, but I'm giving you a $20 ticket. Can you believe that? You better be lucky. And so I'm sitting here, you know, just disbelief on how my tax dollars as a taxpayer of this city is, we have police officers who don't have nothing better to do but to take two homeless people riding their bikes, no one on the sidewalk, no one in front of them, and to write them a citation for $20. And told them they better be glad it wasn't $300. So I again, I had to live stream. You know, you guys know I do Cop Watch and have my own radio show. So what I wanted to do was tonight, real quickly, waiting on our caller to call in, is to play the video, the live stream that I did. And you come up with your own idea of what you think. Should the cops gave these two homeless people a ticket, or should the cops had said, look, you know, you're not supposed to ride your bike against the traffic. So this is a warning. Don't do that no more. Or should the cop just outright gave two homeless people? And the reason I say they're homeless, because the gentleman had told me and validated that he was homeless, a ticket. Now they have to go to court. If you don't go to court, it turns into a warrant. Our police department has nothing else better to do. All right, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead to the so everyone can see what I seen today. You can hear the interview with these two young lady and young brother.
Fitness, you know, by Manchester with Chase. We have a cop right here that just gave his brother here a ticket. Now, why did he give you a ticket?
For riding my bike on the sidewalk at the end of the back.
So that cop over there that's leaving, I was coming into the bank. I had seen you over there, and you're saying that he gave you a ticket because you were riding your bike against traffic.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah. Citizens just spending time with one another Friday evening in Mississippi, Fresno. And the Fresno PD motorcycles are going to give you a ticket because you're riding your bike. Yeah. Now, were you in the street?
No. On the sidewalk, we had just left the gas station on the right hand side here at the corner. We had just left the gas station.
You said that
it was a pregnancy. That's what it was. You know, it was a black man.
got a ticket. So this is what Fresno police, I have nothing else to do but to give out tickets for people riding their bikes, not breaking the law. This is what our new police chief, Dyer, who wants to be mayor now. Ain't that something?
That's real something to be told. Man, I'd like to know when did the law change for bike riders? I know that at night, I know that you need a light. I know that you should not go across the street with lights, not without the most lights.
Well, I just walked right across the street here while he was talking to y'all.
Yeah.
And I didn't go down to the crosswalk and cross. And there was a lot of people crossing right here, and they didn't say anything. And then I didn't walk to the crosswalk over there and walk. I just walked right. That's considered jaywalking if you.
Oh, you're a professional, bro.
He didn't ask you that, did he? He asked you, was you on probation or parole?
Yeah, first thing yet. I have to be a poet. I have to write poetry. I told you, if I had my bag, I would have a question for him. I'd sell him a poem to get part of my money back.
So he wrote you a $20 ticket because you were riding your bike against traffic. You wasn't in the street. You wasn't in front of nobody, running anybody over. And I heard him say that a bicycle has the same rules as a car. I heard him say that as I walked by. But he didn't give me a ticket for jaywalking.
Wow.
This is Fresno at its best. This is how Fresno make money off everyday people. You see what I'm saying? What they're trying to do is make their quota for this month. You know what I'm saying? So what happened if you're walking against traffic? What's the difference? I mean, I'm just asking a question. I mean, what if you're walking against traffic? And what if you're walking with your bike against traffic? I mean, what if you're on a skateboard against traffic? What if you're on a motor scooter? What if you're in a wheelchair against traffic?
Right, right.
I wonder if
pushing
your
baby
in a fucking stroller. Yeah, what if you're pushing a baby against traffic? I'm just so sick of this town. I'm just so sick of this town. I'm sick of the politicians. Sick of the chief of police. I'm just sick of them. It makes no sense to sit up here and write you guys a $20 ticket apiece for riding your bike and get you on the sidewalk, not running over nobody. I seen you guys when I was coming in.
Yeah,
when
we were just
he even spoke to him. Said hello. So for saying hello, he gets you a ticket. Profile.
Yeah.
I wonder how many white people up north get tickets.
There. That's that.
I'm talking about Wilbur Park now. I wonder why.
I could almost guarantee you go to Wilbur Park. If you will go anywhere past Shaw, I can guarantee you there's no police down there giving you riding the bike.
Can I see your ticket, ma'am? So this is Dr. Harris. We're out here on Blackstone and by the Arco. I don't have much juice on my phone, but These two citizens just received a ticket today by Fresno Motorcycle PD for riding their bike against traffic. And
okay, so he's nice enough to give us the cheaper ticket.
He said what now?
He was nice enough to give us the cheaper ticket, not the $100-some ticket.
Oh, so he was nice to give you a $20 ticket instead of $100.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Bless his little heart. This is just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Riding a bike. It's not nighttime, so you need no lights. Right here in Fresno.
You said there's been 27 fatalities. That's why they're out here.
Today on Blackstone, about 5:30, when one African American male and a white sister was riding their bike against traffic in Fresno PD. As they walked by, it was very nice and said hello. Police pulled them over, gave them a $20 ticket, basically told them better be lucky that. They didn't give him a $150 ticket, but gave him the $20 ticket. The gentleman did validate to me that he was homeless. One could look at maybe to look at them and assume that they were homeless, but he validated that him and the white sister was homeless. Here it is in Fresno that the police department gets over 80% of the city budget. The community is no more safer than it was years ago. Here it is on a Friday evening, long week, sun going down. A man and a woman, probably in their 60s, mid-60s probably, just riding their bike, you know, right in front of Chase on Blackstone, against traffic on the sidewalk, not in the street. And the cop pulls them over and gives them a $20 ticket. I tell you, I'm just so sick of this town that is just constantly beating up on poor people all the time. And this philosophy comes down from our Chief Dyer now, who wants to run for mayor. this whole entire philosophy. Now, I did hear the officer tell these two citizens that a bicycle has the same laws as a car. Let me say that again. The motorcycle officer told the white brother and the white sister that a car has the same rules as the bike. I'm sorry, has the same rules as a car. So, you know, I interviewed them on live stream. I got the permission. They said they could, and they told their story. I was trying to play the story. I'm not sure if anyone could hear it while I was playing it, but then my phone cut off on my live stream because my battery is dead or very low. But the fact of the matter is that this community policing is really pitiful in Fresno. The right way that the police officer should have did was say, "Sir, ma'am, can I speak with you?" You didn't have to cut on the light and draw attention to yourself and get off your bicycle, take your hat off, drawing attention to yourself and going in your little Popeye little case, pulling out your paper, digital paper, and just you have nothing to do because you're so freaking bored. Is to waste my tax money here in Fresno. Yeah, I said my tax money. Writing out tickets to someone who all you have to do is say, "We're going to give you a warning. Don't do it no more." Because what you're hoping is you're bringing revenue in to the city to justify why we need more motorcycle cops, why we need more police. Now, I get it. I get the point of safety. You know, I get the point that you told the guy that, "Oh, we had some fatalities here." I get that. But you do not have to write tickets out to everyone who just walked by you and said hello when you could have just simply gave them a warning. See, this is the type of stuff that goes on in Fresno. And now the same person who has this corrupt philosophy, our Chief Dyer, who has allowed this type of behavior to go on and on and on and on, now it has brought in cancer to all the police cops because now they think that they can just, they're above the law. They're above the law. You know, so this is why the Black Panther Party decided to police their own community. They did not want cops in their community because of stuff like this. Day in and day out. And it's just ridiculous. It's just, you know, the brother was a poet and he said some poems for me. And I asked the brother, I said, "Brother, I said, I have to preach Sunday. I said, I would love to have you come and read your poetry." This is a homeless man. A homeless man. Who just received a ticket from like an Asian motorcycle cop and a white cop. Said they're going to have over 30-some motorcycle cops on Blackstone tonight. Okay. And you know, I told the brother after he dropped me some port, I told the brother, "You know what, brother, let me tell you what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do." I said, "This was wrong, what happened to you and this sister. But this is what I want you to do." I said, "No pressure from me at all. Don't feel no pressure." I said, "But I would like you to come Sunday before I preach. And whatever poet, whatever you want to do, say," I said, "I'm going to give you share my platform with you. Both of you. And if you want to tell your story, what happened, I have feel free." I said, but I'm going to pay your ticket. I said, I am. I said, I'm going to pay your ticket. I said, because this wasn't right. Wasn't right. And I don't want you to think as a taxpayer. I said, I don't know your economics. He said, well, all I make is all I get is $240 a month. I said, whatever you get, I'm going to pay for these two tickets. And I said, I just might go down to the courthouse and tell the judge how ridiculous this is. But this has been the chief of police for Fresno who has allowed this type of behavior to go on day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days after you, this type of behavior. And so I just took it upon myself. I hugged them. I shook their hand. We took pictures together because I wanted them to know that they are somebody. And then I wanted them to know that this community do not condone what these two police officers did. See, the whole community has turned into a money vault. It's all about making money. Because see, the more people you pull over, because see, they have to call that in. Oh, we're pulling over too. We're going to get them a ticket. It's just to justify them having motorcycles. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to open up the mic. It's open mic night. We're waiting for our sister to call in. I don't think she's going to call in, but we have 5172. 5172, welcome to open mic night with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show.
Hey, Reverend Harris. This is Aline. And listening to you talk about the couple that got ticketed made me think of an incident that I saw in downtown Fresno. I was on a city bus, and the police officers were giving tickets to jaywalkers. Now, I saw two in one day. One was at the corner of Clinton and Blackstone. A woman wearing a uniform. I didn't know if she worked for fast food or for a hotel. Turns out she worked for a hotel. She was trying to catch a bus, same bus I was waiting for. She crossed the street, he said illegally, and she got a $250 ticket. Now, Reverend Harris, I ask you, how is this woman who is working as a maid in a hotel in downtown Fresno going to pay a $250 ticket? But wait, it gets better. Then we get downtown. I'm waiting to change buses. I'm watching the bus driver run across the street to Club One Casino, maybe use the bathroom, I don't know, get a drink, whatever. He comes back, the cop gives him a ticket. This is the bus driver. They work for the same city of Fresno. Bus driver got a ticket. So when you say that we're just cash cows for the city, you are absolutely right. It's all about money, not about the people.
I want to ask you, are you able to hear the video? I'm not sure because I'm doing the show. Are you able to hear this man talk?
You know,
yes, I can hear it.
Okay, I'm going to play it over.
Now, why did he give you a ticket? So that cop over there that's leaving, I was coming into the bank. I had seen you over there, and you're saying that he gave you a ticket because you were riding your bike against traffic. On the sidewalk.
Right.
On the sidewalk. in the daytime. He said, what now?
The light does not have the same laws as a vehicle.
So here we are on a Friday evening, sun going down, everybody's chilling, minding your own business, don't have a gun, don't have no knife, look like you're law-abiding citizens, just spending time with one another, Friday evening in Mississippi, Fresno, and the Fresno PD motorcycles are going to give you a ticket because you're riding your bike. Now, were you in the street?
No. On the sidewalk, we had just left the gas station on the right hand side here at the corner. We had just left the gas station and we came up and we came down the sidewalk. And the people walked up. They said, hey, pull up. They said, hey, pull up. Pull up real quick. And they keep someone going against traffic.
So what happened if you're walking against traffic? What's the difference? I'm just asking a question. I mean, what if you're walking against traffic? And what if you're walking with your bike against traffic? I mean, what if you're on a skateboard against traffic? What if you're on a motor scooter? What if you're in a wheelchair against traffic?
Right, right. Pushing a baby
against traffic. Yeah, what if you're pushing a baby against traffic? I'm just so sick of this town. I'm just so sick of this town. I'm sick of the politicians. Sick of the chief of police. I'm just sick of them. It makes no sense to sit up here and write you guys a $20 ticket apiece for riding your bike and get you on the sidewalk, not running over nobody. I seen you guys when I was coming in.
Yeah,
he even spoke to him. Said hello. So for saying hello, he gets you a ticket. Profound.
Yeah.
I wonder how many white people up north get tickets.
There. That's
that. I'm talking about Wilbur Park now.
If you
I wonder why.
I could almost guarantee you if you would go to Wilbur Park. If you would go anywhere past Shaw, I can guarantee you there's no police down there giving you the right.
Can I see your ticket, ma'am? So this is Dr. Harris. We're out here on Blackstone and by the Arco. I don't have much juice on my phone, but these two citizens just received a ticket today by Fresno Motorcycle PD for riding their bike against traffic. And
he was nice enough to give us the cheaper ticket.
He said what now?
He was nice enough to give us the cheaper ticket, not the $100-some ticket.
Oh, so he was nice to give you a $20 ticket instead of $100.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Bless his little heart. This is just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Riding a bike. It's not nighttime, so you need no lights. Right here in Fresno.
He said there's been 27 fatalities. That's why they're out here.
Riding a bike down the sidewalk. This is Dr. Harris. We're here, Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We'll be airing this tonight, this video. It's just amazing how people were just trying to make ends meet. It's a $20 ticket for riding their bike down the sidewalk against traffic.
No way.
So you're homeless. So he didn't take that. So he didn't take that in consideration.
No.
I mean, did he add? Did he? I mean, was he concerned about your living arrangements? So he was just
not
more concerned about you. Just
concerned about make sure you pay the ticket before December.
Oh, because if you don't pay it, it turns into a warrant.
This is more money.
So now you got to go to court, stand in line, you know.
All right, sir. Bless your heart now.
Listen here, sir. Come here. This is what I want to do for y'all. I have a church in West Fresno called New Light for Light Church of God. I want to pay you guys ticket for you, okay? I want to do that. Make it to my church, 1106 West Woodward, and I'm going to give you the money to pay the ticket, okay? Because this is not right that these police officers did that to y'all. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I want to, and I want to be a blessing to you all today, okay? And that's just what we supposed to do here in the community is help those who are being oppressed. And so I want to give you my church address. You can make it there this Sunday. I have to preach Sunday. I want to give you the money. I'm going to talk to my congregation about what happened to you, and I want you to talk to my congregation about what happened to you as well. And this is about community. We all have to take care of one another here. And so I'm not just a person that talk it or live it. And I just want to let y'all know I love y'all. And
thank you.
Y'all come. I'm going to give you my address, okay?
Yeah.
I really want y'all to show up. And it's up to you. No pressure. Yeah. But I want to pay the ticket for you. But that wasn't right at all. And so let me give you my can you put it in your phone or
crack?
Well, there you have it. Today we're on the ground zero. Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show, filming and interviewing on ground zero. Hot topic. Sad situation. But what else is new in Fresno? This is what happens day in and day out in this Mississippi town. And now the same person who has put this cancer out, and I'm talking about Chief Dyer, that just go beat up on the poor. You know, wonder how many folks up north get tickets like that, you know. You know, and I asked a question. I said, well, what if you're pushing a baby stroller against traffic? What if you're walking your bike against traffic? I said, what if you're riding a skateboard against traffic? I said, hell, what if you just scared to walk along with traffic because you scared somebody going to hit you in the back of your head that you want to walk against traffic? See, everybody has a reason why they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. What are your thoughts about the interview? And it's on live stream on Facebook. I'll be sending it out on the watch party. Please comment. Again, I'm going to pay for these brother and sister's ticket out of my own wallet. The brother, he does poetry. Poet. I asked him, would he do some poet before I preach this Sunday? So what are your thoughts there, Alan? You've been in this community for so many years. What are your thoughts?
You know, Rev, it's really sad that we just had a couple months ago the state hearing for the Poor People's Campaign here in Fresno. And one of the reasons that we had it is because Fresno is one of the ground zero places in California for concentrated poverty. Now, if this brother only gets $240-something a month, you know, $20 out of that is a lot. You know, that's a meal, that's food, that's shelter, it's all these things. And there is a war being perpetrated on poor people in Fresno. And the poor people can be black, white, Latino, Asian, it does not matter. If you are poor in Fresno, you can be white. If you're poor in Fresno, there's a war against you. You're under siege. You know, we can't make a living wage, you know, and rent is going up, and that includes in Fresno. And they're talking about statewide rent control. So, Reverend Harris, what are poor people, homeless people supposed to do to survive? I had the chance this afternoon to drive down G Street Oh my God, it's 100 degrees out there, and these people are sitting on concrete. Concrete. Trying to build shelters against the heat. I'm just amazed that there's not more outcry about this. And the city wants to pay money to post signs against panhandling. It's just inhumane the way they're doing it. And now the city of Fresno spent $30,000 on a national search for a new police chief. And what do? They hire somebody as interim chief that didn't even apply for the damn job. That's how they waste money. $30,000 could have done a lot for the homeless. The city chose to spend it on something else. So I'm just shocked and appalled. I'm shocked and appalled, truly.
Well, you know, I've been doing civil rights work for over 30-something years, and it's really, I hate to say this, but it's business as usual here in Fresno. I think it's going to take a radical change. I think it's going to take someone to run for mayor to not be part of that good old boy system. I think it's going to take someone who asks the hard questions. I think it's going to take someone to get people out of their comfort zone. I think it's going to take someone to help change the narrative of this police department, that you just don't give people tickets just walking by you or riding their bike. Just outright give them a ticket. I mean, what happened to giving someone a warning? I mean, what happened to that?
Not if you're an authoritative state. Yeah, you don't do that. You just drop the hammer. It's a war.
Yeah. So, you know, and then the man validated, you know, he said, I'm homeless, you know. So what happens if he doesn't make it to court? A bench warrant or something. So that $20, that $20 goes up with interest. Now we're going to pay tax money for officers to go find these two young people, these young, not young, but elderly people. Mm. I mean, they're in there 65 years old.
Tax dollars better spend doing something else. Rev, the city of Fresno, the police department won't even, what was the name of that initiative that Brother Aaron Foster, Peace Fresno or something like that? It was an anti-violence, anti-gang type initiative that he was starting. City of Fresno did not want to support that. They said it would be like giving gang members money not to be in a gang, which is not what it was about at all. They tried to flip the narrative on that and not fund it. Everything that's beneficial for the community, they don't want to do that. They want to punish, not rehabilitate or support. They want to punish. And that is not fruitful, especially when you're talking about young people. So, and the elderly have it just as bad. And the ones of us who are in the middle are catching hell too. So this is why people leave Fresno, because they don't see a future here for themselves. It's not a pleasant place to live. There's no future here for many of us. And the school system, we already know, has some very, very serious racial problems.
Well, you know, the you know, we had a on your show last night, we're kind of talking about the school systems and kind of talking about, you know, this blackface piece going on at Bullard High School,
mm-hmm.
and how it, you know, it's really an insult to black people and our ancestors, and it's been swept under the rug. So I'll apologize before I say what I say, because I don't mean it in the context of being derogatory towards women, but in the historical piece, we understand what pimping means. And mm-hmm. that's what is going on in Fresno big time. We have big time pimps at City Hall, big time pimps in the city attorney office, big time pimps down at the Board of Supervisors, big time pimps at the DA office, big time pimps, and big time pimps at Fresno Unified. And so, you know, one thing I told, I think it was Ingram today, I said, you know, what would our ancestors do? So I keep falling back to the ancestors. I said, what, at a time like this, what would the ancestors do? Would the ancestors just say, hey, go along or get along? Would the ancestors say, hey, you know, sell out? Would the ancestors say, hey, shut up, don't say nothing? Would the ancestors say, hey, we're men and women just like they are. We're going to stand up and speak out regardless of what happened to us. And we know for a fact, the punishment that black people got in this country for standing up. See, and, you know, we forget today what our ancestors have done for us. We forget today that we have a moral responsibility to stand for justice, no matter what the cost is. I don't
know. I agree. People don't want to pay that cost.
I mean, we
they don't want to pay it, Rev. And some of us think because we have good jobs, you know, upper management, whatever, good paycheck, nice home, nice car, that we've arrived, we've made it. But the truth of the matter is that until all of us are free to have those opportunities, none of us are free. None of us are free until all of us are free. And that's just the way that it is. Our ancestors knew that. They knew that. And they continued to agitate for change until they achieved that. But here in Fresno, we've taken steps back because we just let it go. Last night when you were talking about the crack epidemic, how the gains that the black people in Fresno made in the 70s have all evaporated more or less, it's all true. It's all true. And so now here we are, concentrated poverty, being gentrified in Southwest Fresno, police brutality, racism in our schools. Our kids are catching hell, getting expelled and suspended left and right from minor infractions that white kids walk away from. This little girl with the black face, she probably didn't even get suspended or expelled. And she was cheering, I heard, tonight at a game for Bullitt High School, JV. So what does that tell our children if we are not willing to stand up and fight for what is rightfully ours? What kind of examples are we setting for them? Our ancestors are probably weeping, Reverend Harris, truly.
Yeah.
What has happened to us?
Well, you know, we're at the end of our show. We just wanted to come in and that kind of fell in my lap today. Not sure what happened to our guest tonight. Maybe something came up, things happened, and so we'll leave it at that. But I think we had a good show. I think we had good dialogue. About this issue tonight with the two folks. Now, I told these folks in closing that they're welcome to come to my church. There's no pressure that I'm going to pay for their ticket. And I just might go to court and have a conversation with the judge and let them know how ridiculous this is and how we're wasting taxpayers' money here in this city. And somebody has to stand up. Somebody has to stand up and say what's right.
There are no progressive voices right now, Rev, in that race for mayor's office. You got Andrew Jans on one side, who works for the DA. You got Jerry Dyer on the other hand, chief of police. Ugh.
Well,
no progressive voices.
All I can tell folks is stay tuned. The narrative will change soon. And we're going to say goodnight to everybody.
Night, everybody.
Co-host for coming on, Ms. Aline Reed, who has her show on Thursday nights. Good show last night, if I didn't say so.
Good show.
And
good show.
We're going to have two days off unless something hot comes up. And we'll see everybody on Monday night. As our good friend Aline says, how do you say that?
I say stay black till we get back.
All right, we'll say good night.
All right.